I'm Mike Robertson for ECNN. Today is Saturday, April the 26th. The Howell County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man from Pottersville after a standoff. Thursday, the Howell County deputies traveled to County Road 7040 in Caulfield to serve an arrest warrant on a wanted male. Upon entering the driveway, deputies observed the wanted male turn and run into the residence. Deputies surrounded the house and made multiple unsuccessful attempts to contact the male using the loudspeaker on their patrol vehicles. Due to the nature of the charges and knowledge that the male is frequently armed with a handgun, the deputies on scene requested SWAT respond to the scene to assist with the apprehension of the male. Upon arrival of SWAT, the crisis negotiator began to attempt to contact the male using the loudspeaker. After several unsuccessful attempts, Sheriff Roberts and SWAT team leader Sergeant Smith made a decision to breach the front door of the residence and introduce a drone in an attempt to clear a portion of the residence and contact the male. After a mechanical breach of the front door, a drone was flown into the residence, and after a few minutes, the drone pilot was able to locate the male. After the drone located the male, the crisis negotiator was able to begin a conversation that eventually led to the male exiting the residence and surrendering without further incident. 20-year-old Landon Marsh of Parsville was taken into custody on two active arrest warrants. Marsh was transported to the Howell County Jail and booked on arrest warrants for failure to appear on original charges of assault first degree, armed criminal action, unclassified felony, unlawful use of a weapon with a bond of $25,000 cash or corporate surety, and a warrant for failure to appear on original charge of assault third degree and unlawful use of a weapon, bond $25,000 cash or corporate surety. Marsh is being held on a 24-hour hold pending formal charges for resisting arrest. West Plains Police report the arrest of two people on drug charges after a search warrant was executed earlier this month. March the 15th, West Plains Police and Howell County Sheriff's Office executed a narcotics-related search warrant obtained by South Central Drug Task Force on the 400 block of Cherry Street in West Plains. Approximately 6.8 ounces of meth was located and seized within the residence. Willard Dickey Martin was arrested and later charged with trafficking drugs first degree and keeping or maintaining a public nuisance. Martin is held on probation parole detainer with no bond. Nicole Wilburn was also arrested for trafficking drugs first degree and keeping or maintaining a public nuisance and being held on $50,000 cash or surety bond. A man from Jonesboro was arrested in Randolph County on multiple charges. 62-year-old William Montgomery was arrested Thursday evening. He's charged with four counts of felony aggravated assault, felony second-degree domestic battery, possession of drug paraphernalia, reckless driving, DWI, open container, and no driver's license. He was taken to Randolph County Jail. The Ozark County Sheriff's Department reports three arrests on drugs and firearms charges. Ozark County SET served a search warrant at a residence of Gloria Barnett and Richard McCoy in Wasola. During the warrant, approximately 5 ounces of meth, paraphernalia, and guns were located. The Sheriff's Office says approximately because it appears that they were mixing the substance with what looked like sugar in their meth. Richard McCoy and Gloria Barnett and Willie Hulsenbach were all arrested and booked on charges, including but not limited to possession of meth and guns, trafficking of a controlled substance, and keeping a nuisance. A West Plains juvenile was injured in a UTV accident Friday. The Highway Patrol reports a 13-year-old girl suffered serious injuries when she drove off the road and overturned the Kawasaki mule she was driving. The girl was flown to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened north of 1629 County Road 6420. A woman from Van Buren was injured in an accident Friday morning in Carter County. The 30-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when a Freightliner truck driven by a 47-year-old man from Willow Springs failed to yield and hit the car the woman was driving. She was taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. The accident happened on US 60 at Route V in Elsinore. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, smart speakers, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, wear your seatbelt and drive defensively. At ECNN, we care.